Baby girl, get the door. Are you sure this is the last box? Whew, okay. No, I'm fine. Don't worry. You sure you locked the trunk, right? Good girl. I really wish your mom could have made it so she could help carry this stuff. Just our luck, she'd get sick on move-in day. Or get sick the day before move-in day. No, it's okay. Getting you ready for college these last few months. If getting here a day too early is the worst thing that happens, then this is a great start to your college life. But what are the odds the elevator would break too? I just need to sit down for a little bit. I'm fine. Your daddy's not that old. It's just a lot of work carrying basically your room up 3 flights of steps. Tell you what, you go hop in the shower, make sure it works. I'll take a quick nap. After you get out, wake me up and we'll drive down to that little diner we saw on the way and have lunch. Okay, sweetheart? And then I'll bring you back and you can unpack and start living on your own. No, I'll do all my crying on the road. I'm fine for now. Plenty of time for tears on that 4-hour drive. Still wish you'd pick somewhere a little closer. With working elevators. Okay, that's enough. Hurry up. Go wash your butt. Wake up blowjob. You haven't done that since our wedding. I thought you were sick. Wait. Oh my god. What are you doing? What the hell? Why is my cock out? Baby girl, were you... No, this is not the time for cuddles. Where are your Oh right, shower. Get your hands off my dick. Why the fuck were you sucking my dick? Have you lost your mind? What the hell was going through your head? How could you think that would be okay? Answer me. I'm your mother. You can't do that. Don't start with that stepmom bullshit. I've raised you for as long as you could walk. You can't see me like that. I think I'm gonna be sick. Seriously, what made you think? It was... Are you masturbating? Are you crying? Fuck, 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 fuck! Listen, baby. Let me put it this way. Come here. Stop. Stop crying and doing that. And sit on the bed next to me. Here, I'll help you up. It's okay. I'm sorry for yelling. You just surprised me. I'm not mad, I promise. Just shocked. You're at that age, and you've never had anyone around, so... I mean, you shouldn't do that with me, but you're at college. Those urges are normal. In general, I mean. You shouldn't be lusting after me. Shh. It's okay. It's okay, I told you Daddy isn't mad. It's okay. We're just gonna talk this out, all right? Shh, just hug Daddy and calm down. You're safe, I promise. It's all right. Don't cry. Baby girl, there's no need to shake and sob. It's not that bad, really, you. Wait a minute. For fuck's sake, were you touching yourself while smelling my neck? Listen, you need to cut that shit out right now. All of it. We are not doing anything like that, do you understand? I don't know what weird, perverted fetishes you picked up, but we are not going to have sex. No, this isn't a new computer. You're not just going to ask nicely and change my mind. So just calm down and breathe and forget whatever you thought would happen. What? No, I'm not turning you down because you're ugly, baby girl. You're beautiful. No, it's not because of your body either. You're a fine young woman. I told you the girls in the locker room were just jealous. Your boobs don't make you look fat. No, your pussy is fine. It's a nice... Nope, that is enough. This is not make daddy compliment me time. You had your mouth around my dick. Where did you even learn that? Why do you want to do that with me? What do you mean, you saw me? With your babysitter? I thought you were sleeping, baby girl. I didn't mean to cheat on your mother, but she had been gone on business for 3 months, and she seduced me. I told her no, but she just threatened to say I did it unless I slept with her. I did it to protect the family. No, don't pull what she did. I get it. That was your sexual awakening. But I'm your daddy, okay? I was there when you were learning how to swim. We went to the beach, remember? You were looking at the bulge in my trunks? Oh, no. No, we always watch scary movies every Friday. That's not a sexual memory. It's just a normal movie night. And when you got scared, you'd climb on my lap. You never stopped climbing on my lap. Even when something remotely scary happened, even this past weekend, I thought I felt you squirming on me. Wow. Think of your prom, okay? You were sad because the one who invited you didn't come, remember? And we danced together so you wouldn't be alone? Normal parental bonding. You and me slow dancing in the kitchen. Good Lord. How long have you wanted this? Listen, honey, you can't tell your mother. Think of the family. Think of your sisters. This would be horrible. Baby girl, you're touching my cock through my underwear. You shouldn't. I understand that you want me, but I'm your mom and we can't do this. Stop saying stepmom or stepdad. I didn't marry your mom last year. I've been raising you for longer than you can remember. I changed your diapers. I was there for every Christmas, birthday, every scraped knee. I didn't know you were supposed to get a booster for the chicken pox, so I spent a week taking care of you when you were sick in the sixth grade. You're my little girl, and I don't. I can't see you this way. I could take care of you, but we can't do that. And it's just to help you get through this, okay? Sit down next to me. Face forward and spread your legs. Here. You feel my fingers rubbing you? It's different when someone else does it, right? Yeah, sure, you can touch it, I guess. Yeah, if you need to, you can call me Daddy, okay? Stroke Daddy's cock while she takes care of you. It's kind of big, I guess. No, baby, your strokes don't actually feel that good. Your hand is too small and it's not a good grip. Hey, you're not trying to get me off, all right? This is for you. You don't need both hands. Keep facing forward. There it is. Does that feel good? Do you like it when Daddy rubs you there, huh? That's it. Good girl. Go on. You need something for your other hand to do. Grab my wrist while I help you. Don't worry. I won't stop. Come on. Come for Daddy's hands. There you go. Ride it out. Go on. That's a good girl. Feel better? No, baby, you don't need to make me come. I'm all right. Oh, it's fine. It'll go down in a bit. All right. You insist. Get on the floor and use both hands. That's all there is to it, really. Just go up and down. Sorry, baby, but this isn't enough to make me come. Maybe back when I was in college, but honest, hands aren't enough for me anymore. You really don't need to, and oh. Now you're back to sucking daddy's dick. I'll help you get it out of your system. I swear I'm not doing this on purpose, but your mouth probably won't do it either. I'm sorry to make you feel like you're not doing a good job. You are. It takes more than a hot, wet hole at this point. Anyone you meet in class would probably make a mess in their jeans if you so much as brush their thighs, but I'm just not that easy to... What are you doing, baby? If you want to sit on the bed and talk this through, just let me... Wait. No. No, you're not putting it in. That's the one line we really can't cross. Oh, you're just gonna rub it between your butt? That's kind of perverted, baby. Have you been watching me and your mama? Oh, fuck. You have a cushiony ass. What the hell's wrong with me? Yeah, baby girl, daddy does like big butts. This won't make me come, but it's... Oh, nice. Oh, that was a big bounce. Between your thighs now, baby? God damn, baby girl. You're dripping so much. Your thighs are so slippery. Yes, you're making daddy feel so good. If you keep doing this, you'll make me come. And then we can stop. Just fuck. Keep squeezing me between your legs. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, did you just cross your legs? Oh god, it just got so tight. It feels like... Wait, are you moaning? Are you coming? That's it. Off now. I can't believe you. Oh, did I take it out of your pussy at a bad time, huh? Were you right on the edge and I ruined it? I fucking told you no penetration. Don't tell me not to curse. I'm almost at my limit. I told you, blood or not, you are my daughter. Doing that? Doing any of this? I have way too much going through my head. You can't expect me not to lose it here. You can keep begging, but... Who the fuck am I kidding? I can't really stop here, can I? Lay on the floor, baby girl. We don't want to ruin the sheets. Besides... I can't really do this on a single-size bed. I'm gonna do it, baby. I get it. You really need this. You've been waiting for way too long, and it's my duty to handle it. I just wish I'd brought some condoms. No, baby girl, those won't work. Look at this. Those condoms were for the average boys and girls, and fudas you'd meet on campus. They won't fit daddy's cock. I'm just gonna have to pull out. You really aren't ready for this. I know you want it, but listen to daddy for a second. I know you're horny, baby, but try and focus. Baby girl, I mean it. You aren't ready for me. I've been downplaying it, but I am much bigger than average. If you find someone you love here at college, they probably won't measure up, and that won't be fair to them. And they may be a shy little virgin. Even if you get them a strap-on... I've had 25 years of practice pleasing women with this thing. Even masturbating might not feel good enough for you after this. Yeah, I know you touch yourself. I didn't know what you were locking your door for and huffing and puffing to back then, but no matter how practiced you think you are at working it, it won't compare. And I mean what I said. We are never going to do this again. Don't think you can keep blackmailing me. If you try to make that our relationship, making me cheat on my wife, your mother, I'll just leave. I already don't deserve to be with you all, but I refuse to keep adding more to it. I'm doing this now to clean up the mess that I caused back when I let you see me fucking that slut. I should have been more careful. Or I should have just let her lie and fought it down. Baby girl, it's not too late to stop. But if doing this can fix anything, I'll do it. I'll ruin you for everyone you meet for years, maybe even decades. You look nervous, but you haven't stopped rubbing your legs together. Look at me. Promise me you won't try anything like this again, and I'll do it. Good girl. Hey. Hey, don't start tearing up now. It's okay, baby. Daddy will make you feel all better. Let me just move your legs back. Now, when I push it in, you're gonna feel it through your whole body. I want you to focus on breathing, right? Just get used to the fullness and the shock. It's like when you step in the pool and the water's too cold. Just breathe in and out, baby. I'm just gonna inch by inch. Oh my god, you're like a vice. Just keep breathing. Daddy's gonna be real gentle at first, baby. Almost there. Just in and out. I'll let you get used to it. There we go. Now just keep breathing. I'm gonna let it sit there for a minute. Even though your pussy's tighter than anything I've ever been inside. Just, that's it. Yeah, there you go. Reach down and rub your clit a bit. Feels good having daddy's cock inside you, doesn't it? I'm gonna have to move your spoon, baby. Are you used to the size yet? Does it hurt? Okay. Well, you're plenty wet. I can tell that for sure. But when daddy gets going, it's really hard, okay? Yeah. You ready, baby girl? Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to focus here, and you are thrashing around. No, it does really feel good, baby girl. And those noises you're making aren't helping it feel any less good. Stop talking like that. No, I don't want to hear you moan, Daddy. Fuck me harder. This isn't for my pleasure. This is my duty. Just cleaning up my mess. Oh, God. Are you coming at my cock? Fuck, you just got even tighter. No. No, I won't come inside you. No matter how much you beg, or how sweet you look, baby girl, it's not gonna happen. Yeah, I'm getting close. You're tighter than anything I've ever been inside. Or probably ever will be inside. Okay. I'm gonna pull out. Where do you want it? Just all over your chest and stomach? Okay. Oh, you calmed down, baby girl? You were thrashing pretty hard. That was the last time. Next time you push me to that, I won't be your daddy anymore. I'll disappear. That wasn't a new step in our relationship. That was me doing my fatherly duty. A fucking weird one. Never again. When you can stand again, hop in the shower and clean my semen off of you. Don't do anything weird with it, okay? I'm not mad. I still love you, princess. I need to clear my head. I'm gonna go get some takeout. We'll talk more when I get back. Baby girl, listen to me. No matter what, we will never do this again, okay? Either we go back to normal, or I will leave you. All of you. You know, I never even think about joking about this, but that's what's gonna happen if you keep playing with this stuff. Are we clear? Say yes, Daddy, princess. That's my good girl. I'll be back in an hour. We'll eat. Talk more about how this never happened and will never happen again. And then you can get ready to start college. So you're a big girl now.